Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
Trying to hold everybody up. Let's pay some bills and get this thing rolling. This is the Inkwell, and we want to know what moves your pen. Bring us whatever you feel like spitting, and then tell us about it. Afterwards, we'll talk about what made you write it. We are sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Some of the best handmade jewelry you could ever put your hands on, and you can find it in Amazon, on Facebook, all kinds of places. But if you cannot find Raw Links anywhere else, please hit some of us up here. We will definitely point you in the right direction. And I'm so happy to see so many of you in here already. And we are going to get underway here real quick. We are found on Blog Talk Radio under IEYE. C, the letter C, people, P-E-O-P-L-E, or if you want to join us here in the studio and come up here on the stage, the number is 319-527-6300, and don't forget to press that 1 so you can jump in this queue and spit whatever it is that you brought for us tonight. So I'm going to kick it off with a new piece of ink tonight. I haven't written anything in a minute, so this is called Eternity. I've never been lucky in love. Too many have plundered me, like pirate's treasure, only to take from my riches and walk away, leaving me empty time. I'm holding my heart within a darkened vault, padlocked and keyed, so that my true king will need to find the right combination to reach my lockbox and gain the keys to this heart. Because for him, the wealth of treasure I hold has never been seen. For him, unbridled passions will flow from my center, and his steadfast loving care for me will set free wellsprings of desire I've held back on for so long. I want him to turn my latent wanting into full sexual arousal and abandon within the safety of his arms as I allow him to love me fully, own me, write his name and DNA across the walls of my palace, paint vistas of sensuous sapiosexual satiation down through my valleys and across my mountainous plains, brand me as his and his alone, for in him I can find my home, and I will be his greatest asset, and together we can find eternity. All right, y'all, we gonna get to these mics because folks are just jumping right on in here. We gonna start off tonight with one of Epiphany's very own. She is half of the crew that you all hear on Wednesday night with Divas Talk. We have Mrs. VIP. What is happening, sis?
Hey, Diva, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Another Friday night in here trying to see what's happening in the world.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
So what's been going on with you? What you bring for us tonight?
Well, let me give you a little warning. I was on a funk not too long ago. And now I'm out of it now, but this piece had manifested from that. So this is called I Tried to Fix It.
Okay. All right. Well, let me adjust the spotlight and hand you the mic. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I cry inside every day because it really hurts me when I can't fix what's hurting you. See, despite the fact people are grown and you can't tell them what to do, I want to fix it. But will that fix you? I tried to lose the concept of thinking I could help with anything. I was anxious, so anxious about everything. There was depression, desolation, a give-up spirit I felt from you. I wanted to help, but didn't know what to do. So I prayed hard, because prayer changes things. And I'd feel bad if I didn't try everything I could to see the smile return to your face and fill the space in my bruised heart. But that's what loving someone is all about, only wanting the best for you. So know I love you, no matter the circumstance. Keep trying to give me and life a chance. Please keep open the line of communication. Maybe someday we can have a better relationship without someone trying to trip, trying to be in control. Remember, you mean the world to me, and you can always call when it's your mind you need me to console. And that's that piece.
All right. Look, I truly understand what that feels like, man. I have my days when I'm thinking, you know, I don't even want to get up and try it, you know? So I get it. So what had you in that moment?
I think it's, you know, I sat one day and it seems like some millennials think you owe them something and you don't. The world owes them nothing, but they owe the world, you know, to give their gift and give their contribution to the world. But then when you come up against, you know, or you're estranged from a parent or from a relative or whatever, where's the love, you know? And there's no communication. And I think I just was like, you got to do better. But all I can do is pray. There's nothing I can do. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that's where I kind of was. Yep. And even with your own kids sometimes.
Yeah, some days the only thing you can do is pray and then take your hands off of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that is it, my dear mom.
Well, I appreciate you coming in. Now, can you tell us what you got going on here in Epiphany?
Absolutely. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my diva, La Perla Negra, and I are hosting Divas Talk. And, you know, it's more over open mic, but sometimes we'll throw in a question, you know, just to get it, you know, the dialogue going. And I'm telling you, lately, the topics have been on. We have amazing poetry and banging music, I'm telling you. Now, they don't leave the music to me because I'm old school. Old school, okay? So, the music, right. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So, y'all come on out and join us. We have a good time every Wednesday, no doubt. Back to you, people.
Absolutely. I have been in the house with y'all, and I have a ball every time I come in.
Yep.
Well, since you get to be the first one to go on over into the Still Lounge and see what's going on over there, I don't know what the atmosphere is, but I do have some nice, fresh, cold iced tea over there for you.
Sounds good. All I need is a iced tea and a bean bag and a book.
All right, well, you go ahead and get the music started over there, and we will see what else is happening here on the stage. Thank you for coming through.
All right.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
That was Mrs. VIP bringing us some heat here, talking about, you know, the things that we have to pray for. And sometimes the list gets long, but we have to keep pushing forward and seeing what's happening in the world and making sure we are on the right side of things. Now, I see a number I'm not familiar with. I see 704. 704, who do I have on the mic?
Oh hello? Oh, yeah, that's me.
Who is this?
Terry. Terry Typhoon.
Okay. All right, I appreciate you coming through. Welcome to the Inkwell.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And did you bring us some ink tonight?
Yes, ma'am, I definitely did. Do.
All right, well, I'm going to get on out of your way and let you bring us what you brought for us tonight. Mike is yours.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. This piece is called Brown Eyes. It's funny that many say that once you look into someone's eyes, you're staring right into paradise. And baby, I never knew that once my eyes meet with your paired hazel brown eyes, that love will be my lucky pair of dice seeing you. Just as if Cupid shot his sharp arrows toward my red rose color heart to which I became. SWV weak yearning for your melanated raindrop kisses to fall on my lips like rain. With our chemistries, with sparkle sacred kindle fiery flames within our souls, solely so well that our passion inside our soul wells will become solely infectiously inflamed. But you're not here. Leave me reminiscent of how we talked the moon to sleep just as if it was our destiny. destined for us to be together, painted within this Vince Van Gogh starry night, bright dotted constellation galaxies, written within the shining cosmos, because, darling, I daydream many dreams, fantasizing of me, giving you foot rubs as your inner business, Lazarus resurrect alive, leading up to making love. Just as if we couldn't live without each other inside the top cherries of fiery furnace realm called intimacy. While we dive with the incapacitated ocean of pure bliss that will crack the caterpillar cocoons in our red inflamed past and hearts and transform them to endless butterflies like bloom flowers caught up in Anita's sweet love, rapture of love. And I know what you're thinking, that this is just a love poem, but it's more like a wing prayer on steroids, let you know that I'm earnestly longing and I am seeking you. Just as if we're playing a game of tag, because I yearn for you. Like a deer that pent up after water, promising more to love you. But I like you to death. To the day I have found you, and once I have finally found you, please, sweet darling, drown me within a moment of pure ecstasy wrapped within your love that's risen like a dove and gold in your beautiful brown eyes. Poem.
Woo! Where have you been? Oh my God, that was amazing.
Thank you.
So tell me, what inspired that piece? What made you write that?
That's a great question. It's a couple of things. One,
okay.
I'm single, and so for literally what I have witnessed is like not witnessed, but as far as like when it comes to like, you know, friendship into like a relationship, that literally people like at least have like a certain qualities or trait in a guy or a girl that they like, which maybe like, you know, they like their, you know, their personality, their body, mm-hmm. or et cetera. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of my things is literally as far as, like, I am a sucker for when literally when it comes to, like, women having brown eyes, I'm a huge sucker of that. And plus, like, one of my favorite R&B artists is like Mick Cadison, which title is Pretty Brown Eyes. And so I want to like at least flip it around a little bit of the goal of that component. And so the rest was history and make it meaningful to like, if I meet someone, you know, as far as that they'll have, you know, as far as definitely manifest that literally this person literally has those caramel hazel, like brown eyes. And so yeah, so that's the poem, Brown Eyes.
Well, just for the record, I am a brown eyed girl, but but that was amazing. Oh my goodness, you need to be coming through more often.
I'll definitely do my best to from now on.
Absolutely. I am here every other Friday, but pretty much any night of the week, somebody is here for you to spit what you have. You know, there's a show on pretty much every night. But please, 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 I'm here every other Friday. I would love to see you back on my stage.
Definitely, I will be coming back.
All right, love. Well, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Terry Typhoon came through not playing. He came through spitting what he knew was going to get my heart racing. I don't even know what to say at this point. That was smoking hot. Look, I got to bring my diva in here. I see La Perla Negra in the wings, and I know she brought something, but I know right good and well you got something to tell me about what we just heard, because that was fire.
You know I do. You know I do. I was like, yo, who is this? Whoa. That piece right there, I was trying to see if I could catch his voice. Maybe I heard him before, but I never heard him before.
Me either.
I'm glad I got to hear him tonight, and I hope he doesn't become a stranger and comes back and understands that there will always be an open mic waiting here for him. Always.
Absolutely.
So, man, yeah, that piece was really, really dope. Oh, man. I'm looking forward to hearing some more from him. So.
Yes, I put him down in my little notes on the side over here and put stars beside it, so I know this number when he comes through again.
I hear that. I screenshot the number so I could write it down. I didn't have time to. I was in here doing something else. I was like, let me grab this number real quick and put it somewhere so I can put it in my logbook when I can find it. Because, yeah, we need to hear more from this person again. Absolutely.
Yes.
I'm glad he came through.
All right, La Perla Negra. Yeah, let me calm my nerves down. Now, I know you brought some fire, though, so I know I ain't going to get but so much calm going. So.
Oh.
All right, yeah, sis, I know you brought some fire. I'm not going to hold you up any longer. I'm going to get out the way and readjust this mic. Well, matter of fact, I think I need to get you a new mic because he wrecked that one.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to get out the way. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is something old out of my archives, but I hope you like it. This is called My Dream Within Dreams. His eyes paint forever my soul, outlining my subconscious thoughts of perfected love. He doesn't know he's affecting me. But sometimes I wonder, is his heart as lost as I am, waiting for the light to guide the way? My skin whispers for help away from the loneliness, yet the crave exists. So I go out under the sun to soothe it. Maybe I just feel too much, because I make promises to myself, but break them like shattered glass in my love storm of longing for him to share my nights. I'm not feeling sorry for myself, but my soul, that it must go unsatisfied. For my body without the joy it longs for. If he could hear, could feel my heartbeat, it would speak the words, I will not let you down. I will not abandon you. And forever you will safely remain in my arms. But I only know him in my dream within dreams, chasing a dream. Still, like the sun dancing on the surface of water, thoughts of him put a sparkle in my eyes. That's that piece.
Ooh. What fantasies were you having when you wrote that piece?
I'm going to tell you. All my pieces about a man, if it's not a heartbroken piece, it's a manifestation piece. My heartbreak pieces come from my past. But if I'm speaking on a love, the perfect love for me, trust me, because I have never experienced true love, it's a manifestation piece. It's what I would love for my perfect person to be for me.
Okay. All right, so you're putting it in the universe, bringing that energy
always.
In.
Always.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm trying to get more on that too, because I talk about the heartbreak and I talk about these salacious scenes that I create in my head, but that real love, that's what I'm trying to bring in. That was what my piece was about earlier tonight. That was, you know, trying to speak him into existence, bring him into my space.
Absolutely. Yes, girl. Keep on putting it out there in the universe. One of these days we're going to trip and fall right into him.
I'm betting on that double wedding, me and you.
Oh, man. Okay, now look. Listen, I want to get married in some water on an island somewhere, just up to my, right above my ankle.
Sounds like a winner to me, man. I ain't never been to a wedding like that, but it sounds like it would work.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Absolutely. I'm going to have it, too.
So what have you got going on in the rest of this Epiphany universe?
Well, like my diva said earlier, Mrs. Yappy, you can catch us every Wednesday night at in Diva's Talk. I don't have a topic of discussion yet, but if we don't come up with something, guess what? The mic is open, and it is yours. It is y'all. So you just bring what you got. And you can also catch me on Monday nights co-hosting with the host of King and Queen's Quarters, King Atterbury, a.k.a. Sergio Atterbury, and that is just bring what you got, what moves your pen as well. All right. Back to you, Diva.
All right. All right. I so appreciate you coming through and bringing us that beautiful piece. And Mrs. VIP's over in the lounge already. She's sipping on her iced tea. I don't know what Terry found over there. And I ain't seen C-Double yet, so he ain't behind the bar, so maybe it won't be too lethal over there tonight.
Oh, I'm sure he's coming. I'm sure he's coming. I'm going to go on over there. I'm going to grab me an iced tea, too, because even though it's the weekend, I got things I got to do. And once I get started drinking, I can't get nothing accomplished the next day or the next day.
Right.
But, yeah.
Once the alcohol comes in.
Yes, girl. I'm going to drink me an iced tea, too, but I'm going to make sure they don't run it through Long Island. Okay?
Okay. All right, girl. Well, thank you for coming in, and I want to bid you one love, one mic.
You're welcome, girl. One love, one mic.
La Perla Negra coming through with that wishes of true love. Now, we're going to keep this ball rolling. We're going to pay a few bills because we didn't roll through that first half hour so fast. I need to see it happen. And then we'll get back to these mics. Now, I see some folks sitting in the wings that ain't pressed one. I'm going to need y'all to press that one for me because I want to hear what y'all got to spit tonight, too. And I know some of the Epiphany family is sitting out there, so y'all know better than coming here and not press no one. So we going to pay some bills and play some music, and we'll come back with more.
Take your box.
Baby, baby, baby.
Always choose to be be with you, girl, don't you know?
My car broke down in the fall.
for an answer when it comes to loving me. You, 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 connect, connect. You, 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 don't take no for an answer when it comes to loving me.
Robert Glasper Experiment featuring Jill Scott calls. This is Lisa Lips, and you're listening to The Inkwell right here on Epiphany Radio Network. We are sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Some of the best handmade jewelry you can ever find. If you're trying to get in and listen, you can hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/EYE. C, people, C like the letter C, people, or you can call 319-527-6300, and please, whatever you do, don't fail to press the 1 so that I know you want to sit. I see some folks sitting down in the queue that has not pressed the 1, and I know that they got fire in their belly, so I need you to press that 1 for me. It is the Epiphany Radio Network. It has been an amazing night so far. We've gotten through our first hour, and I see another family member from the Epiphany Network. On Sunday nights, Divine Inspiration is in the building. What's happening?
Well, hello there, Lisa. How are you, darling?
All right. How are you?
I'm here. I'll just leave it at that.
So, Brother Paul, now
right
I know there. you done came in here with something. I know you have.
Yeah, I did bring a little piece. A little short, believe it or not, I got something short. Mm-hmm. It's, you
right,
know,
well,
usually I run my mouth, but this is a short one.
Okay. Well, whatever it is, I know it's going to be fire. So I'm going to get on out of your way and readjust this spotlight. And the mic is yours.
Thank you, Queen. This piece is called Damaged Love. You touched me where I had never been touched before, and I was completely yours. My independence, my sense of self was gone. I'm now existing as never, ever before. Heaven must be like the love I felt. Complete in its righteous relevance. I loved you completely way back then. And truthfully, I've loved you exponentially ever since. Painfully, that love wasn't equally shared. When you took your love from me, you took away my air. I faced a vacuum of a loveless future ahead of me. Every iota of my love I gave to you. I have no more to share. I love you here and there. I love you every and anywhere. I wouldn't, even if I could, erase or change any of these scars that adorn this mutilated heart bereft of you. Despite pains, tears, loneliness, doubts, and fears, I gladly embrace them all within every cell of mine. I was blessed to have been given a love that I thought and for a while felt was absolutely true. In this, I cannot be bitter, though I'm yet in excruciating pain. You allowed me to briefly feel perfection of the heart. With you, for me, love has its end, 'tis true. But with you, love also had its start, and in that most glorious revelation, no one save you has played a part. What was may never be again, and that's okay by me. I did experience a joy to last throughout all of eternity. I bless the day God allowed you into my life, introducing the joys of love to me. I pray you find what I found equally returned to you as well. A love that's strong enough to defeat all the ills of hell. I love being put under love's unimaginable spell. Rest assured, despite our breakup, with me all is well. There can never be another love for me. I have been blessed to have experienced and cherished it in its entirety. I saw the glory of God's smile in what was shared by we. And I will always love our damaged love gratefully, lovingly, euphorically. You will be the only face of love for me. Poem.
I want to hug you after that.
Oh,
my goodness.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank
I've
you.
Never heard you do heartbreak like that. What inspired that?
I was thinking about my ex-fiance one night.
Okay.
He was the one for me, at least so I thought. But when she aborted my child and then told me that she was even pregnant after she had got rid of it without discussing with me, that tore everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That kind of did it.
Yeah. I can understand why. Wow. Well, I appreciate you bringing that to us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I figured I'd do something different tonight.
Well, you sure did. Well, we all go through things, you know. We all have to deal with what comes our direction, you know. But I do appreciate you bringing that through to us.
I appreciate
now,
the platform. You already know that.
So tell me what you got going on this week in Epiphany.
Well, this week in Epiphany, we're just going to do an open mic. But I do believe the next show will be starting something new with Epiphany, or once a month we're going to do Cooking with Christ. But I'll be posting that in a couple of days, all the information on that. And who the surprise cook is going to be for the evening.
Oh, okay.
So this coming Sunday at 8 p.m., come on, check out me and Mr. Alonzo, where we just do poetic praise, prayer, and just fellowship at the Inspiration Factory. Also an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's something for everybody. If you come through any night of the week, you're going to find something that's going to move you. It may be poetic praise. It may be, Yeah, maybe the cooking show he's talking about. I don't even know how you do that on the radio, but we're going to see.
We're going to figure it out. So if you're curious, that just means you're going to have to call in to see.
Absolutely, because I'm going to be nosy. I ain't even going to lie.
Come on through. You know we'd love to have you.
Absolutely. Well, Brother Paul, I don't know what's happening over in the lounge. I think everybody's kind of on the chill tip tonight. Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra over there with a big old pitcher of iced tea, chilling out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We got some new faces in the
lounge.
I'm
sure there's something in that iced tea. If it's La Perla Negra, there's something in that iced tea.
Nah, she said she's chilling tonight, man. She got things she got to get done. The alcohol ain't going to make it work for her.
Oh, okay. I got to go over there now just to see this, to believe it.
Well, I am going to get out of your way and let you get on over there and see what them ladies are up to. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. God bless you, Lisa.
That was Paul Sanson, better known as Divine Inspiration amongst us here at Epiphany. And I see another member of the family hanging out in the wings. But what we're going to do is pay a couple bills here real quick, and then we're going to come back and see what Just Jay brought us tonight.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
You have just been listening to the first full hour of the Inkwell right here on Epiphany Radio. And if you want to join us on stage, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, whatever you do, don't forget to press that 1. So you can come join us here on stage, get on the mic, give us some words of encouragement, some whatever's going on in your heart, some heartbreak, some love, whatever happens to be happening in your life. Bring it up here on the stage and talk to us about what made you write it. Now, we had another member of the family sitting in the wings. I see Just Jay. What's happening, my friend? What's going on with you tonight?
Shoot, not a whole lot. I just finished up making a video for Mr. Whispers. That's why I was a little tired of getting up in here. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mr. Whispers is
like
kind
of
an amazing artist.
He is. He is. Dude, dope as I don't know what. He really getting out there in a big type of way now.
All right. Yeah, I'm post stuff, and I kind of back channel message him every now and then, hoping he'll come through one night. One of these days he's going to pop in here and surprise me.
Hit him up. Hit him up. Remind him. He probably got to use his Google number to go ahead and get over here. But, yeah, holler at him.
Yeah, absolutely.
You
got to
remind
There's
him of
that. There's a million ways you can call in. I had somebody call in one night that was actually on a Skype line. It didn't give me a phone number. It just had a whole list of ones, but they were here.
You know what? I've been trying to find that, too, because I got some interviews that I got. I want to come across the pond, and we got problems as far as that goes, and I need that Skype thing
Skype
for them.
Works. The Skype actually works. I was surprised.
I already tried it once. It didn't work for me, and I tried it with the person I was trying to get over here on and to interview. It didn't work for them. I'm going to have to figure out something. I know.
Yeah, I've had one or two people call in on Skype and get on.
Yeah, one person I know by name for sure.
Yeah, because, it was actually Bella. Bella got through on Skype one night.
All right. Oh, you got folks calling in way across the ocean.
Yeah, and I got a few friends who are up in Canada who were saying they couldn't get on from there, but they tried it on Skype and were able to get through.
All right, I'm gonna have to try it again. You got extra documentation of folks making it in. I gotta go ahead and try that again. I think if somebody else did it, I can do it too.
Absolutely, I've lived by that philosophy all my life. And if you can do it, I definitely can try to do it, and I might do it better if I do it right. So.
Right. I might just make it through either way.
Right. All right, brother, well, what did you bring through for us tonight?
Nothing.
Oh, don't lie.
I did not bring nothing. I ain't even been doing poetry on my own page. I ain't even been doing poetry. I mean, on my in my own radio station with Gina Storm. She been handling all the poetry. Every now and then I do a piece. Yeah, but for right now I've been on maximum chill mode.
Well, I love the stories you tell. I told you I'd be seeing a whole movie in my head when I hear you talking. I got a whole little animated thing happening in my head every time you speak.
I appreciate that because that's how I basically write too. When I hear little gaps in my poem, I'll go and knit them together by putting something in the scenery or doing something to make people go ahead and see a little bit deeper. Sometimes it'd be like little breadcrumbs, and all of a sudden you can see the image. So I appreciate you saying that.
Absolutely. All right, brother. Well, look, I'm getting ready to step away from this mic. You're going to have to do something with it.
You can drive that hard bargain. I hear that much for real.
Yeah, well, even if it's something old to you, it might be something new to me. So I'm looking forward to whatever it is you get ready to fit.
No, like I said, on my own our own show. I ain't even spitting.
Okay, you going on hiatus on me.
Yeah, I'll be sitting up in a small house and do a whole interview with somebody. And then when it becomes time for the speed round, I'm like, spider. I'll be spider my tail right up out of there. I go down to the bottom and tell them on the last person pulling me up.
I see your partner in the wings here. She can really lay into you, I think. I think I'm going to open her mic, too. I see Miss Gina Storm.
Oh,
Gina, listen to him tell
she
us he ain't got no poetry.
Yes, that is a crazy little game you have to play, Lisa. Don't pay him no mind.
Hey, she's not going to pay me no mind and no porn going to be produced still.
Oh, you got to stop being like that. Ugh. I tell you what, let's make a deal. You spit a piece tonight. I'll spit one tomorrow.
That don't even make no sense.
I know it doesn't, but what you're saying. So I figure, if we playing crazy, I can show you how to do it. I'm just saying, if we playing crazy, I can show you how to do it. Let's go.
Like $1 million for this marble. What's your counter offer?
Ooh, I got some beachfront property right here in Illinois. Let's go.
Say nothing. Not divide that in half. And then that's what I'm going to give you for that mark.
Stop being like that, Jay. You know
it is what it is,
something.
Man.
You got something up your sleeve. You got something. And it's exactly like she said, it could be old to you. But
why
somebody
are you acting brand new, man? You know I ain't even spit on our own show. Why are you brand new right now? Like you don't know what's going on.
This isn't me acting brand new. This is me beating you over the head with this stance that you've taken during National Poetry
Month. Oh, all right. We're doing this for you, Lisa. I guess
my
next thing is supposed to be like, okay, I'll go ahead and do it.
Yes, please. And thank you. Lisa will give you the mic, and I'll sit back to you on mute.
And sing.
Yo,
see
how
funny.
Gina. If he ain't gonna spit nothing, I guess I'm gonna have to hand the mic to you.
I'll take it. I'm just still disgusted by the whole process. Look,
all right. I'm gonna pull Jay off to the side here and see if I can't convince him to give me a little bit of whatever it is.
Please,
that
thank you. Okay. Just a little something. Hey, you know what? this is the thing that nobody knows. He taught me how to write a haiku. He could give a haiku.
Oh.
That's not too much to ask. I'm just saying, Jay, for the one time, for the love of poetry, you know. The inkwell.
Hey,
so, I'm going to pull up something. Look, I'm going to pull up something up because I can see you acting funny, but that's all right. That's all right.
He ain't got nothing to spit.
I hadn't planned on having to pull a piece up. I planned on listening to you, and I could find one.
Your plan was pulled off from the beginning, from the sounds of it, but that's okay, too.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, well then, since Jay ain't got nothing that he wants to contribute, I'm going to mute both of our mics and get out of your way and let you spit whatever it is you came through with, because I know you got fire somewhere. And then I'll bring Jay back with me when I come back, and we'll see what happens next.
That'll work. All right.
All right. The mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. I titled this piece O-M-G. OMG. He made it home safely after a night like no other. He has just kissed his future wife. He needs to regroup and run for cover. See, she's the female equal to him. And after her, there'll be no sequel. Oh my goodness. I need to meet her parents immediately out. Better understand how magic is what he's thinking. See, she's his queen to be. He'll save her number in his phone as her highness. And from this moment on, he's mentally singing lyrics to a 90s love song. Loving this goddess can't be wrong. If so, he don't want to be right. This is the beginning of their future life. OMG, he speaks it, and that's rare. His lady has thousands layers beyond compare. She's challenged him and makes him want to be a better man.
Okay, Gina. Where did that piece come from? What brought that on?
Long ago and so far away, I fell in love. That's all now. But back in the day, when I had love in my life, I always wondered what the dudes say to themselves and what do they think, you know, after they have had what they believe to be their last first kiss or when they meet the woman of their dreams. And I just wrote it from his perspective, and it was a piece that I wrote a couple of years back. I can't even tell you how long back. It's old, though. I wrote that, 2019? Yeah. And I just pulled it out the crate because, yeah, during National Poetry Month, it's hard for me to write my 30 for 30, you know, sequentially. So a lot of times I'm filling the gaps with an old piece. Well, that was an old piece. And, I had put it on my Facebook, and my mother had said, oh, I don't remember this one. And I was like, okay, fine. Well, it was the first one that came up when I got put in the hot seat and thrown under the wheels of the bus by my partner. So that's what you got. But, yeah, I really like the concept of it. I like the idea of what it's like. Okay.
Jay is just being quiet right now.
I hope he's being quiet because he's pulling up a piece, but it ain't looking good. I tried. Just know this. I tried.
It's called listening.
Listening. Why don't y'all tell me what you got going on Epiphany? Because I know y'all always be having stuff going on in Small House.
Absolutely. All right, partner, that's your mic.
So tomorrow we're going to have the PJs. We're going to probably throw a question out there for y'all once we go ahead and figure out what the question is going to be. It's going to be a question to go ahead and get things moving. Come on in. Check us out. Y'all on the streaming world and download world. Send us suggestions into Just J Gina Show, JusJaeGenaShow @gmail.com. Send us in your thoughts and ideas, suggestions, and so on and so forth, and we may read y'all's online. Small House of Poetry. In a week and a half, we're going to have Barbara Travick over there at the Small House of Poetry. I think it's time for us to go ahead and get a good conversation out of Barb. So we're going to be doing that Sunday not this Sunday, but next Sunday, 6 Central, 7 Eastern. I think that's all it is for now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
you got us covered. We're good to go.
Oh, we got the rundown, too, don't we?
Yeah. We can do the rundown if you guys want to.
The Epiphany rundown? Small House Morning for the Small House of Poetry over in Clubhouse. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are not familiar with just Jay and Gina, just from Epiphany, but also from Clubhouse, you can catch the Small House of Poetry. The shop presents The Kitchen every Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m., 2 p.m. Eastern, and we do round after round, speed round style, no breaks, no interruptions, no feedback, no flowers. That's all in the chat for the room and for the space, or you can just send your message directly to the person who shares the piece. We try to keep our poems 3 minutes or less with no profanity and no erotic poetry, as we have a safe, family-friendly environment. On Sunday evenings at 6 Central, 7 Eastern, you can catch us in the living room where you come have a seat on the couch and bring your piece out. If you would like us to take a deep dive and a closer look, if you have a piece of a piece and you'd like some ideas as to directions in which you can take said piece. And most importantly, as Jay described, we love to have interviewees. So we're not having one this Sunday, but next Sunday, join us for Queen Bee's interview. And then Monday, my favorite day of the week, because it's the only day you can catch me up before 9 a.m. at 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Catch the WSHOP AM drive with the family, which consists of myself, Just Jake, and lots of other people who are the poets who make up the family, as well as our partner in rhyme and crime from Partners in Rhyme, Scott Harrell, who does our highbrow section segment of the show, which is What's in Your Cup? We have a Scoobles question, a question of the day, a What's in Your Cup, a How's the Weather and Where Are You Calling In From? What else? Black Facts 366, because it's leap year. And we have a quote. And I think that's about it. We just have a great old time. And instead of us playing a musical break, we do a mini speed round. So we have poetry breaks during the AM drive. That's where you can catch us. Small House of Poetry, Saturday through Monday. You can catch us every other Saturday night at 8 Central, 9 Eastern, here in the Just Jay and Gina Show. That's it. What happened, Jay? Say it again.
Oh, everybody who waiting around to the last minute to take that three-point shot like Michael Jordan used to do, you're going to miss the bus on the MP3 and the next Love Heartbreak mixtape. If y'all keep on waiting around, y'all going to look up, and it's going to be completed, and the door going to be shut on y'all. I got the submissions of the people who have sent them in. We've actually been going through sorting them out this week. A lot of people did not place their name next to the title of their poem, and that slows things down. I also received a couple of MP WAV files and some other things in which I cannot do nothing with. One person actually sent me a video also. It has to be an MP3 format audio. I don't have the time to sit there and separate the MP3s or convert them. I already have some that I have to do that, and some of those actually did not make the first take because of that. Very good poems. But since I had to go through into the extra processing, they did not make it. So don't let that be you. Get your piece in, and we can get this moving.
All right. I think I sent you one thing. I got a couple more I need to send you. But, I actually downloaded a free app that does MP3. You can set it to do whatever you want it to do, MP3 or WAV or whatever you want it to do. So I just locked it in at MP3, so whenever I record anything, I can send it straight over.
I know I have one for you for sure. I'm about to start getting all the new stuff in rotation now. The first album, I've been playing that. Me and Gina have been playing that religiously. It's time to start moving on to phase two. So that's why we started to light a fire under the poets.
Listen, I love the creativity. I would have you know, coming up with this PJ format is amazing because we, especially if you've worked in radio for any amount of time, you know you live by whatever's in that computer to keep you moving. And it's a brilliant idea because that keeps the poetry flowing whether the poets make it in or not. So that's a brilliant idea.
Appreciate you, appreciate you. What you've been doing here has been remarkable too. You know, the whole thing from the beginning to end to what you've been curated up to this moment. You know, this has been something to go ahead and see. You've been knocking it out.
Thank you. I really love being back on the air. You know, it's been a minute. I did terrestrial radio for a whole lifetime. So this is home to me, and I appreciate having a space to be in and be able to do what it is that I've done my whole life and really enjoy what I'm doing.
A lot of people can't say that.
True.
I'm so glad I made it in tonight. Excellent, excellent, Lisa. I appreciate this so much. Thank you, partner.
Absolutely. It's always fun to get a whole show and hear it once. It's so much fun to get y'all on here together because y'all have this camaraderie that's amazing, and I love having your energy here with me.
Look, and so he said that he was on his way. I didn't know it was a show. And I've been doing a lot of spring cleaning today, so I was just, like, so busy, and I was working on two projects at the same time. I'm like, wait, what? There's a show? Oh, snap. Let me get there. And then he started talking about he don't have no poetry. That's all right. That's all right. Because I think this is going to be the one time you get live.
I appreciate it. Both y'all made it
after that soliloquy.
I appreciate it even after Jay didn't give me no poetry, but that's all right. I still love you.
Much love.
All right, y'all. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
That was Just Jay and Gina from Saturday night's Just Jay and Gina show. I appreciate them coming through and enjoying the airwaves here with me. Now, I see a couple other folks sitting out here in the Mac. And ain't nobody raised their hand. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to play me one more piece of music. And if y'all ain't going to raise your hand, then we're going to be headed on out of here, all right? So we're going to kick it off into this.
Bye.
Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is the Inkwell. My name is Lisa Lips, and I want to thank everybody who came through and joined me tonight. It has been an amazing night. I'm going to get on out of here with one more piece of poetry. This piece is called An Old School Love. I need an old school love, that kind that comes with long talks about nothing and constant connection, the kind that I don't need matching underwear. They come with warm cuddles, stolen kisses, hand-holding and soft-spoken desires, evenings designed just to be together, side by side, just enjoying each other's presence. No makeup and sweats. Hair up in a ponytail, hot toddies and finger food. TV on, but ain't nobody really watching it. Because those kind of evenings lead to true intimacy, where knowing each other takes precedence and sex ain't about calisthenics. When locking eyes raises the room temperature, gentle touches make promises, and desires don't need to prove a damn thing. So that when you take my hand and lead me to the bed, I can relax in you loving me and giving love in return. It's organic. Lavishing kisses all over our bodies, no destination in mind, just loving how you loving me and you loving how I'm loving on you, and no desire to perform, just showing how you make me feel and receiving all that you feel for me. Just letting it be and reaching heights of satisfaction beyond measure. Passion's fires rule the night, manifested in mutual satisfaction, ending in tangled bodies drifting off to slumber, only to awaken to bird songs in the morning breeze, fully satiated. An old school love, where freedom lives in the bonds held tight by deep connection, unbreakable, timeless, and true. I'm Lisa Lips. Thank you all for coming through. It has been an amazing night. Wait a minute. I believe I see another hand up. I see a number I don't recognize. Let's see, 202. Who do I have on the mic?
It's Automatic Charismatic.
Hey, love, what's happening? You made it in the nick of time.
You know what? I get confused with you and, you know, the shows. Is it your week or is it, you know?
Oh, Renaissance?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to make a point of sending you a separate message so you'll know which one is me.
Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate you making it in, so you made it in at the nick of time, so I'm going to let you close us out tonight.
All right.
All right. The mic is yours, love.
I'm going to call this Put In Work.
All right. The mic is yours.
Come on now, let's put in work. Put in the day to be researched. Now, if you're going to work it out, I need to know that you have no doubt. What we all about, the same routine, or is it a different scene? You know, it's like every day is like a love making machine. When I step, want to meet your eyes. Be on the rise. So compromise. Now put in work. We'll feel. Feel what's real. Know what the deal. Yes, cashing the check. Stay up, reflect. Oh, I want your respect. You know at work, the kind of work that you love, the kind of work that I put above, the kind of work that you will notice. I'm staying focused. No time to be hopeless. You see, everything that I do, that work, it's all about you. It's all the man cares about. Little Lynch, they get his in the morning, probably been dry.
Okay, I hear you. So where did that come from? What made you spit that piece?
I don't know. I just spit my mind. I don't know. And half the time, I never know what I'm going to say.
Well, I appreciate that piece, man. That was nice. I never know what to expect from you because I know that you a lot of your stuff is straight from the heart. You ain't got it written down nowhere. So I really do appreciate you coming through.
Can I say something? Can I make an announcement?
Sure.
Tomorrow, me, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the Pipe Slayer, are going to be doing a show called Back in the Day Flavor. We're going to be reflecting on the Cosby Show.
Okay.
Try to put it in at 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. It's going to be on Talk Show. And I'm putting up the website now for it.
Okay.
So, you're a fan of the Cosby Show?
I used to watch the Cosby Show, actually, yeah. Tag me in it so I can check it out.
Okay. All right. It's going to have old school music, old Cosby Show, you know, so, yeah.
All right. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you. I almost didn't make it, though.
Yeah, you got it in by the skin of your teeth this time.
Yeah. All right.
I appreciate right, you coming through. All right, love.
One love, one mic.
That was Automatic Charismatic taking us home for the evening. It has been fun. I have enjoyed you guys. It is amazing to be a part of this Epiphany Network family and doing what we do. I am going to get out of here. We have had some great poetry tonight, and please look for us again every other Friday. We will be here spitting what we spit, bringing you some good music, holding on to whatever it is that we're spitting. We're going to tell you about it. And I love seeing all of you in here. It is an amazing time to be alive and be a part of this network sponsored by Raw Links. I see Mr. Larry Maddox hanging out in the background. We love being here. Raw Links is his sole proprietary thing. He creates and designs some of the best jewelry you will ever see, and he also owns this Epiphany Radio Network. So without him, we would not be. So I want to say a big thank you to him, and thank you all for listening tonight and being a part of the Inkwell. We're going to catch you in 2 weeks.